It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I'm glad we're together today. Did you see those building blocks that I brought in? I brought in this big one and this smaller one. And I already have some others here, so I thought I'd just build something with them. Let's see now. Maybe I'll make a tower. Since there isn't anybody around here, I can make a tall thing like this. But if there was anybody close by, I wouldn't make a tall thing like this because it might fall on them. Is that as tall as I am? Almost. Now, it's taller, isn't it? Yeah. I'll take it right down. Maybe I'll build a street. So many things you can build with building blocks. Get this street going along here. You can build houses. There. Walk along the street. See? Might even try making a car. See, I could sit on here like this. That's good. There you go. Some children I know used blocks like this to help them with fire engine play. They said it was okay to make a film while they were doing it, so I could show you that film. Want to see it? They had some big crates and all different size blocks. I'll just show it to you. See these children with their fire engine play. Children seemed to be having fun with their pretending, didn't they? They took some other kinds of blocks and went whoosh, like that for the fire hose. You know, I can think of something that might be fun to do. Just sit out on the porch and see who's the first person to come along. We'll clean up these blocks in a little bit. Just see who the first person will be. had that idea. Now, who will come by first?
Speedy delivery.
Mr. McFeely, you're the first one.
What do you mean?
Well, we were just sitting on the porch waiting to see who would be the first to come by our street.
Well, I just stopped by to invite you over to our house to meet an unusual animal.
What kind of an animal?
Well, it's pretty big, but quite tame.
Pretty big, but quite tame. Well, let's go.
Well, no, now, I'll go over and get things ready, then I'll call you on the phone, all righty?
All right, fine. We'll be waiting for your call.
All righty, I'll call you shortly. Speedy delivery.
An unusual animal that's pretty big and quite tame. Well, let's go inside and wait for his call. What kind of an animal do you suppose it is? A horse? Horses are pretty big. They're quite tame. Maybe a cow. Or it could be an unusual big dog. Hello? Mr. McFeely, you're there already. Okay. Fine, we'll be right over. Thank you. Bye-bye. He said, just come to our house and knock on the door, and we'll be ready. Okay, let's go see it. Mr. McFeely.
Coming. Good day, hi. Mr. Rogers.
Is it in here?
No, not in here. Right around on the side yard. I just went and get some food for it. You'll see in a minute.
Okay. Thanks for calling, because you know we're interested in things.
Oh, Betsy.
Yes, David.
There's the surprise.
Hi, Mrs. McFeely.
Hello, Mr. Rogers. Look what we have visiting us today.
Is it a llama?
It's a llama. Here you go, and here's the apple for you, llama.
What a friendly animal.
Isn't he fine?
Is it full grown?
Oh, no. He's only 9 months old.
A young llama. There you go. Another piece of apple for you. Just chews it right up.
Yes.
David?
Yes?
Will you put a piece of apple right on the ground so Mr. Rogers can see how he eats from the ground sometimes?
Alrighty.
His long neck.
Nice.
And just swoops down. Reminds me of a bird sometimes, this beautiful llama.
Do it again.
Here. He has nice fur.
There's another one for you. It's from, oops. Here you go, llama. There you are. It's from South America. That's where...
Are you going to keep it forever?
Oh, no. We're taking it back to the zoo. I'm just taking it for a little walk from the zoo today. I thought I'd bring it back and show Betsy here.
You know how I love animals, Mr. Rogers.
I know.
But, you know, the different places on his fur feel differently. This part's a little rougher, but at the nose, it's so soft.
You know, this feels like a lamb.
It is sort of like a lamb. And sometimes, you know, they use this kind of fur to weave things. They can make certain kinds of clothing in South America. They sometimes do.
Well, does it hurt it when they take the fur off?
No. And they do it during the summertime when they don't need all that warm fur. In the winter, they need it to keep them warm, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he wants to explore around a little bit. What do you see, llama?
The apple's all gone. He's headed for something else now, I suppose.
I don't want him to eat that kind of a leaf. Come on. There you go. Put it in my pocket.
How big do they get? How big will he grow up to be?
Oh, they get about this tall, very tall. He'll be
You mean
much tall.
7 or 8 feet tall.
7 or 8 feet tall, right.
And they carry things on their back, too, you know. Way up in the mountains in South America, these are such sure-footed animals, they can come along a little mountain path carrying all kinds of bags and groceries and things for people who live up there in the mountains.
You mean heavy things?
Oh, yeah. I think he wants to walk around a little bit.
I take him?
Sure can.
Okay. Take that one hand and put one hand just around his neck. He likes to know you're there.
For a little llama walk.
Could you take a little walk with me? Then let's go this way. Let's go over here for a bit. I like him.
Isn't he nice?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wish we could keep him, David.
Oh. Well, I think the zoo would like to have him back.
I know, and all the children would miss him too, I know.
You feel as if you'd like to just hug him.
You know, he's related to the camel also.
Would he bite?
I don't think he would bite you. There are some kinds of grown-up ones that if they get very mad, they might. And they sometimes spit, too.
Llamas spit?
Mm-hmm.
When they get angry.
When they get very mad. What's he interested in?
Did you notice his foot? Did you notice what kind of a foot he has? Kind of looks like two toes. Oh, no. Did you want to say something? You're really a nice llama.
His big, big eyes.
Yes.
This llama.
Soft fur on his neck. Well, here, Mr. McCoy.
Okay, I think it's about time to go back to the zoo. Another speak delivery for me. Okay.
Well, it's nice to have a real close look at a llama.
Okay. Well, llama, say speedy delivery and back to the zoo. Good day, everybody. You coming along?
Which way are you going?
I'm going that way down yonder, so.
And I'm going right over there to my place.
Well, I'll just start off. Speedy delivery to you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, later, David. Betsy. Goodbye, llama. And goodbye, Mr. Rogers.
Goodbye, Mrs. McFeely.
Come back soon, you all.
Have a good day. Mm-hmm. That's an animal that you might see in the zoo sometime. Can you say that word? Llama. Llama. Mm-hmm. Here are some smaller blocks. Thought maybe we just might have some make-believe about some building blocks. Get the platypus mound. I like building blocks. Let's pretend that Mr. McFeely is delivering some of these small blocks to the platypus mound. The platypus family are still away, but Mr. McFeely can leave the blocks right at their mound. Are you ready for some make-believe in our neighborhood of make-believe?
Speedy delivery for the platypus mound. Speedy delivery. Well, I guess no one's home. I'll just put the delivery right here. They'll see it when they come home.
Mr. McFeely.
Oh, Daniel.
Could you come over here, please?
All righty. Good day to you, Daniel.
Hi, Mr. McFeely. I saw you taking that wood to the platypuses.
Well, that's their order, Daniel. They aren't home right now, but when they come back home, they'll see their order sitting right there for them.
Uh-huh. What do you think that wood is for?
Well, I really don't know, Daniel.
Something good or something bad?
Well, I just deliver it, Daniel. I don't tell people what to do with it.
I know. I was just wondering.
Well, I have to be running along now, Daniel.
I'm sure you do.
Good day.
Have a good day, Mr. McFeely.
Thank you, and a speedy delivery to you. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello there, Lady Evelyn. Speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery, Bye-bye. Mr. McFeely. Bye-bye. Hi, Daniel.
Lady Evelyn.
Yes.
If you got some wood, what would you do with it?
If I got some wood,
mm-hmm.
What would I do with it?
If somebody delivered some wood to you.
I would build a big, great big building. I'd have lots of people living in it and having a good time together.
Oh, well, do you think that's what the platypuses are going to do?
Why do you ask?
Because Mr. McFeely delivered some wood to them. It's right over there on the mound.
But they're not even there.
I know. And what if some builder comes and makes some building so big that there won't be any room here for my clock?
Oh, Daniel, I was just pretending about that great big building. That wood might just be some building blocks for Anna.
Well, I'm going to watch very carefully, and I'm going to talk to Dr. Bill as soon as he gets back.
That's the best thing you can do. Dr. Bill likes you a lot, and he'll tell you all about it. He'll explain it, I'm sure.
I feel better already. See you, Lady Evelyn.
See you, Daniel Tiger. Mm-hmm.
Hey there, Lady Evelyn.
Oh, Hex, you startled me.
Are you building a fire engine?
No. Well, I suppose it could be. Do you need one?
Not really. I'm just playing Squirt Out the Fire. Squirt Out the Fire. Anytime you need me to squirt out the fire, just call. Just call. Call X the Owl.
Squirt out.
MGR TV wants to know, Where's the fire? Always there when the news is. That's Lainey Fairchild.
There isn't any fire, Lady Elaine. I'm just pretending.
Is that true, Lady Aberlin?
No fire here.
Well, then, there's no story here. Unless those blocks down there should decide to get up and dance.
Oh, Lady Elaine, you're funny.
Anything can happen in Make-Believe X, and I'll be here to see it.
Well, I'd better be going, too.
Do you notice anything?
Where?
Here at the blocks. Look carefully.
Hey, they look like they're moving.
Huh.
Well, look at that. Well, those blocks are moving around in the air.
Well,
what do you think
I've
of that?
I've never seen anything like that.
No.
Wooden blocks. Jumping up and down in the air.
Yeah, Lady Elaine said anything can happen in make-believe, but I never really expected this, did you?
I certainly didn't.
I'll tell you.
X.
Wonderful things.
Look here, X.
They look like little strings.
And they go up to here.
Toot-toot, dear.
Wait a minute, Lady Elaine.
Yes?
You said that anything could happen in make-believe.
And it did. Those blocks jumped and danced.
But you made them jump and dance.
Of course. That's what make-believe is all about. You make it, and you believe it. Toot-toot.
Toot-toot.
Yeah. Well, Lady Aberlin, I'll be going off to fight more fires. See you later.
See you later, X the Owl. And I'll be untying these strings and putting the blocks away before the platypuses come home.
Blocks tomorrow. I have a notion to try putting some strings on those. Just to see if that would work. There's one string. Two strings. Tape to those strings. That's what Lady Elaine probably did. But of course, these are things you shouldn't swing them. No, because you could really hurt yourself or somebody else. Just make them dance, like marionettes. Oh, there's so many things that you can do with your own imagination. You know, pretending. Pretending you're a pilot or a princess. Pretending you're a doctor or a king. Pretending you're a mother or a father. By pretending, you can be most anything you want to think about. By pretending, just pretending, You can try out many things by pretending. Your own makeup play can be different every day, but it's your work, it's important, pretend. You can try out life by pretending. You can even say you're a builder today by pretending. Very, very important. Pretending is a very important thing to do. And so is cleaning up. When you get things out, you put them back. Yes, I borrowed all these from the school. So I'll put them in a pile and get them a little later. Have you ever seen a school where they use blocks like this? I like being with you. We have our fine times together, don't we? It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make us a new day. Snap, snap. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Always make it a special day for me. I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation, Johnson & Johnson, Public Television Stations, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.